This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. In the opening scene of the 1982 sci-fi film Blade Runner, viewers meet a dark industrial metropolis. There are no trees, wildlife, or even sunlight. Only city lights and smokestacks as far as the eye can see. The same bleak cityscape may come to mind when you hear about one of the latest studies from the U.S. Geological Survey. Researchers found that if urban sprawl continues as it has over the past 60 years, we could end up with a southern megalopolis stretching all the way from Atlanta to Raleigh. Now, the word megalopolis may sound scary, but what exactly does it mean for us and our region? One of the researchers behind the study, Adam Tarando, joined me to explain.
The way we're thinking of a megalopolis is in terms of a group of urbanized regions that have grown extensive enough across a region where there is no definitive break from one urban area to another.
It sounds like an idea out of a dystopian novel, and that's actually speaking kindly. But according to your research, it could happen in as little as 60 years. Now, were you surprised to get that particular result?
No, we weren't. We actually set up the model in such a way that didn't really surprise me. The scenario we chose is something that is sometimes called a business as usual scenario. And so the point of that is to tell the model that, okay, if we kept doing the things we did now and up to this point, continued our current policies and actions and the current demand for these types of housing types, and if the Southeast maintains its status as a very desirable place to live and for people to move to, then what would we expect to happen in the future? So when we do that, this is what you end up getting with this model. We could have a very large and basically continuous stretch of developments stretching from Raleigh to Atlanta. And, you know, we have an example of this already in the U.S., stretching from Boston to Washington, D.C. Now, it's not all Manhattan in these areas, of course. It's mostly things like suburban developments or, you know, the various Bojangles or Walmarts that we see along the highway. But nevertheless, it is a continuous stream of development over a very long distance.
Adam, some say the era of explosive growth is over. So to what extent can we use past trends to think about the future of our cities?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. And certainly this is not set in stone, and we're not saying this is what is going to happen in the future. The era of explosive growth has certainly taken a hit, especially with the recession we've gone through. And there is some evidence that millennials are preferring a different type of living experience rather than what we've seen over the past 50 or 60 years. But I would say that I think that decision makers and the public can use our study to say, you know, this is one way that urbanization could unfold in our region, given the choices that we currently make as a society and as governments and as individuals. If that's the way that we want to continue, then this is one plausible result of that.
That was Adam Tarando, research ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. If you're curious about what this southern megalopolis would look like, we have some images and a link to that original study on our website, wabe.org/citycafe. And while you're there, you can check out our other stories on development and sprawl in the Southeast.